Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to keep talking about the Quran, then we're going to start talking about what Islam teaches concerning Allah, their God. So with that, let's go ahead and jump right in. What is the Quran? The Quran means to recite, okay? The Quran, really, it's written in Arabic, and this particular flavor of Arabic is supposed to be the heavenly language. It's the language of heaven, okay? So it's written down in Arabic, and really, they say that you cannot translate the Quran. You just can't do it, even though it's been done over and over and over. They say you can't. They say that, in fact, they say the language, the Arabic, and the language of the Quran is one of the sole reasons why we know that the Quran came from God, because of its beauty, because of the beautiful way in which it was written. Now, I've jumped around in the Quran, and personally, and of course I'm reading it in the Yusuf Ali translation. By the way, I'm going to be using the Yusuf Ali, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, I don't know. I'm going to be using his translation for most of these podcasts because, A, it is the only translation that I own, and B, apparently, it is the one that is recommended by most Muslims in America. When they try to witness to you, they will give you the Yusuf Ali translation, as I was when a Muslim tried to witness to me. He handed this off to me, and well, we went back and forth talking about the virgin birth and talking about Jesus and how he believed that Jesus never died on a cross and that it was a great lie that's in the Bible that Jesus died on the cross and that the Quran's actually right. But we'll get on to that. We'll get into that later. The Yusuf Ali apparently is a Muslim apologist. So I don't know if I'll talk about this too much, but he actually edited out some interesting things that are in the Greek. Oh boy, in the Aramaic. Oh my goodness, I did it again. In the Arabic, not Aramaic. Things like in the original Quran, which you can get in any other translation. It'll tell you this. Any of them. But the Yusuf Ali changes this. Muhammad believed that the Trinity, as taught by Christianity, okay, this is supposedly what God wrote down on tablets of stone, mind you, okay? So keep that in mind. This is supposed to be written down in stone on tablets in heaven, and Allah got this wrong. Allah wrote down on these supposed tablets that the Christians believe in a Trinity of the Father, the mother, Mary, and the son, and that these three were gods, separate gods. Okay, that's not at all the Trinity. Okay, the Trinity is three persons, one God. So the three persons together equal God. So Father plus Son plus Holy Spirit equal God. I know this is so confusing, but that is what is taught. Three distinct persons, one God. The Quran says three gods, and they mess up the Holy Spirit and exchange the Holy Spirit with Mary. And then Muhammad goes farther and says that the father and Mary the mother had sex, actual physical intercourse to produce Jesus. Anyway, so all that to say Yusuf Ali actually deceptively modifies some clear and obvious teachings in the Quran to make it more palatable to American ears. Anyway, there, friends, there is so much deception in Islam. Oh, and to all my Muslim listeners, okay, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. I love you guys, and I want you guys to know that Jesus, he loves you too, okay? But here's the deal. You cannot outdo your sins by doing works for Allah. You cannot cover your sins. It is Christ. It is Jesus who, you guys recognize the Old Testament, right? You recognize the Old Testament as authoritative. You just think that it was modified. The Old Testament, history and the Bible attest to the fact that God had the Jews sacrificing animals. A sacrifice was necessary to cover sins, not works. And then Jesus, God in flesh, came down, lived a perfect life, and gave himself on the Passover as a sacrifice for your sins. Okay, so God is just. God is holy. He hates sin. Sin must be punished, but then God comes to earth and dies on a cross in your place, taking the punishment that we deserve, you deserve. He takes that. And if you trust in him and you trust in him alone, right? Christ died on a cross. It is so obvious from secular history and biblical history that Christ died on a cross, and that people believe that he rose from the grave, so much so that they were willing to die horrible martyr deaths, of being put to death in horrible, bloody, and painful ways, rather than just simply saying, oops, I lied. I didn't really see Jesus alive again after being crucified. That's all they had to say, but they didn't. Check out my series on the resurrection, the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Check it out, I beg you. Because Jesus loves you, he died for you, but if you're serving Allah, I'm sorry, but you will not go to heaven. That's not how it works. You have to trust in Christ. He died for you, taking your punishment, but if you refuse the gift he's giving, you will not be saved. Okay? And the bloodthirsty faith of Muhammad is not of God, okay? Christ loves you. He wants a personal relationship with you. He loves you. By the way, one of the attributes of God is he cannot lie. He cannot lie. There's something that God cannot do because it's within his character. He is truth. I want you to think about that for a while. I want you to sleep on that. I want you to think about that at night. You cannot trust Allah, and you know this. Okay, so anyway, I just want to say that. I love you guys. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to tell you the truth. Speaking the truth might feel mean, but you know what is more mean? Muslims going into crowded restaurants and killing people because they don't believe in Allah. That's mean. That's screwed up. That's not politically correct. That offends me. Okay? Am I therefore becoming your enemy because I tell you the truth? I'm just telling you the truth. Okay? So anyway, wow, there's a rabbit trail. That was a good one though. I love you guys, okay? I'm not trying to start a fight here, but I want you to know the truth. Yes, there's major errors in the Quran, major contradictions. The Hadith contradicts the Quran. The Quran contradicts the Hadith. The Hadith contradicts the Hadith. The Quran contradicts the Quran. And friends, all my Christian brothers, Muhammad taught that the Quran is like a continued revelation of God continuing from the Old and New Testaments. All right, so they believe, Muhammad taught that the Old Testament was inspired of God, and then God brought the New Testament, and then continued revelation brought the Quran. All right, so the Quran is based upon getting its authority from, they claim, from the Old and New Testament. The Quran and the Hadith contradict the Bible. in so many places, it's hard to find a place where they actually agree with the Bible. Now, a Muslim's response is that the Bible's full of contradictions, the Bible's been corrupted, the Bible's full of errors. We're not going to get into that in this series. In fact, I'm going to start doing a series fairly soon about the historical reliability and infallibility of the Bible. And there is no contradictions in the Bible. Zero. And the Bible is absolutely trustworthy. The Bible, on every historical account where it touches on archaeology or, you know, I'm sorry, touches on anything historical that can be verified or falsified from archaeology, the Bible passes with flying colors every time. There's a joke amongst biblical archaeologists that every time a spade hits the ground, an atheist gets converted. And it's, you know, it's a little extreme, but it's true. The Bible just continues to be verified by archaeology. Okay? The scriptures, we have 66 books written by over 40 different authors across thousands of different years, across many different countries, all over the different parts of the Middle East. And yet the Bible doesn't contradict itself once. Absolutely amazing. I'll get into that in a different series. I just keep taking rabbit trails here and I'm not getting to it. So what does Islam believe? Even you Muslims listening will not disagree with me because I'm going to be taking this straight from your websites. Okay, so let's look at this stuff. Concerning God, in this first list of beliefs, they're all concerning God. They believe there is only one God. Surah 573 as well as Surah 112 verses 1 through 4. Hey, by the way, guys, the surahs in the another rabbit trail for you. The surahs in the Quran start with Surah 1 and go up to 114. And the surahs are not arranged in any orderly fashion. In fact, the Quran is so chaotic and confusing, but the first surah is the longest surah in the Quran, and they continually get shorter and shorter and shorter until the last surah is extremely short. All right, so that is their version of order. It is from longest to shortest, okay, just so you can kind of get a feel of the Quran if you ever decide to get one. So they believe there's only one God. We do too, okay, three persons. One God. We are monotheists. All right. Secondly, God is called Allah by Muslims. That's Surah 573. Number three, Allah sees all things. Okay. So he's, in a sense, omnipresent. I'm throwing that in there. That's Christian terminology. He's omniscient and omnipresent. It goes on, is present everywhere. That's where you get omnipresence. That's Surah 2, 115 and Surah 7, verse 7. Number four, Allah is the sole creator and sustainer of the universe. Surah 3, verse 191. By the way, guys, I mentioned this earlier. There are people like Rick Warren who are into this whole Chrislam thing. They teach that Allah is the same God that we worship. I want you to think this through. Number five, Allah is not a trinity, but is one. All right, so if you were to go back to my very first series where I was holding the microphone and shaking, the essentials of the Christian faith, I wasn't shaking that bad, but I was a little nervous of the microphone. If you go back to my very first series and I talk about the essentials of Christianity, one of the side essentials, okay, you don't have to believe that God is a trinity to be saved, but yet at the same time, there are many scriptures that indicate that once you're saved and you start reading the Bible, if you reject that doctrine, you're probably not saved, okay? Anyway, Allah is not a trinity, but is one. Well, in the Bible, Jesus is called God. The Father is obviously called God. And the Holy Spirit is called God. What do you do with that? One of these days I'm going to do a series on the Trinity. That will be a lot of fun. That is a doctrine that will twist your brain and knots. And we're all going to figure that out when we all get to heaven someday. We'll figure out exactly how that all works. For right now, there are some parts of God that we don't quite understand, right? So, 6, Allah is all-knowing and all-powerful. That's kind of restating number 3. Well, not really, but anyway, that's Surah 2, verses 268, Surah 10, verse 61, Surah 6, 61, and 62. So anyway, Allah created the heaven and the earth. Oh boy. And it gives a whole bunch of surahs to look at. Surah 2, verse 29, Surah 6, verse 1, Surah 6, verse 73, and several others. Guys, that's a good place to stop right there. Tomorrow we'll keep going on some of the central beliefs of Islam. And so with that, come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com. And there you can leave comments and questions. You can also catch me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.